The first pillar of self-esteem is self-acceptance. And remember, a perfectionist does not accept him or herself. Second, the reason why it hurts self-esteem, remember, there is constant, inevitable failure for a perfectionist because there is no perfect person. And if I constantly fail or constantly perceive myself as a failure, am I going to have high self-esteem? Of course not. It also hurts self-esteem because a perfectionist is less likely to try, less likely to put him or herself on the line. And the price that I pay for that when I don't try is lower levels of self-esteem. Remember, self-perception theory versus ongoing continuous improvement, not a straight line, but a spiral that goes up and up. Perfectionism harms relationships. Again, I just look back and from this perspective, it's hard for me to fathom the kind of mistakes that I have made in relationships based on perfectionism. Why? First of all, defensiveness. It is very difficult to form intimacy with someone when I'm constantly on the defensive, when I can't accept or do something, at the very least, with criticisms. What kind of intimacy is possible there? The other reason why it harms relationships is that very often we mirror our approach to the world, mirrors our approach toward ourselves. So if I'm a perfectionist and expect perfectionism, a straight line for myself, I will expect the same from others, whether it's my partner, whether it's later on my children or friends. And now as we